will want to kill us over. Let's see, I mean, let us pray before we read the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, this afternoon as we gather again for thy word.
Hallelujah.
Open our hearts, Lord, to understand thy message and establish us, Lord God, as we make a humble in your presence, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank
and speak
you, Jesus.
To us today, Lord Jesus,
yes.
And cover us with thy precious blood.
Amen.
Teach us, every one of us, Lord, as
thank
you tell
Jesus.
Us, learn of me. Yes,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
we humble ourselves and do blessings to us in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will read to you again this Genesis chapter 12. Genesis. Genesis 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. May the Lord God add more blessings to his word.
Amen.
You can have visited the Lord. Yes. You know that God had called Abram in Genesis chapter 12. So when God had promised him to be a great nation, he promised him a blessing and a name, a great name, and shall be a blessing to all. And then he said, I will bless thee and curse thee that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of earth be blessed.
Amen.
This is what the covenant of God or the promise of God to Abram. And we are not part of it. We are not part of it, I think so. Yeah, because Paul, this is only God's only talking to Abraham before Christ. So the promise is for Abraham's seed. That's why when Jesus selected his disciples to be apostles, he said, go to the tribes of
worship of house Israel.
Yeah, goes to we just want to read. We can find that in Matthew 10 said, go not into the ways of the Gentiles, no? Matthew chapter 10 verse 5. Then into the city of the Samaritans in Terina, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So here we can find out that these blessings are only good for the people of Abraham. But even Abraham was given also a vision, or God talked to him that his seed will be a slave for 400 years before these things would happen to him. So, in time of Moses in Leviticus, you can find in the days of Moses, when Moses became the servant of God to take out all the Jews from bondage. Now, in the feast of the seventh feast of Jehovah, that is to be observed by Moses. Then when God had spoken to him about the blessings, about the offering of the first fruits, and he also said to his people about how well they will have this harvest their crops or the crops. But when they had to harvest the crops, God had given also instruction to Moses that when they are going to harvest the crops, do not harvest those that are beneath or inside. We call it, I'll read it to you so we can have more pictures on it. Maybe in Leviticus, Leviticus 23 verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean redundance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and unto the strangers. I am the Lord your God. So when they harvest their land, there's something that is to be left for the strangers, for the poor. So this type to us today, because we are not his people, we are strangers. That's why Paul had said that this mystery is hid from them. Is hid from them. Now God had given it to Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, that the Gentiles is part into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes. Let just make happy to us who are not Jews.
Amen.
Now, as we know, we are born in this land. All the things of this, all our traits, all our habits is not like those people who are really Jews, because we are Gentiles. So then, when God gave this covenant to Abraham, that I am your protector, right? I am your shield. So now goes to Ephesians, Galatians. When we go to Galatians, if we are in Christ, then we are Abraham's seed. Amen. Those who are in Christ are Abraham's seeds and partakers of the promise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, this was brought to Paul, given to Paul, to us, the Gentiles. Because sometimes they had fellowship, Gentile Christian and Jews Christian. Maybe the Gentiles, they have no part in the program, only the Jews. Because they are, we can see it in Ephesians, in Revelation chapter 2. Okay? When they are gathering together, they give the Jews, the Gentiles give always preference to these who are Jews. Because they, you know, so even in the message, even in the message, when missionary came, American came, brother, I don't let somebody preach because he is with the prophet. So he is with the prophet, then the prophet speak English, so these people speak English, so let them preach to us. I told him, no, if you cannot understand, I'll let the Holy Ghost understand it. No, I think there's something wrong. We are not imperial. We are not into these people. God did us, we are all level. So I told him, if I come to your country, oh my. Sometimes when I go to Manila, I look for Brother Nolo. Yes, when I go to Manila, I look for him because he spoke very nice, a very simple man. I even want to what do you call it now? Venerate him. Always. Almost become a judge. Every time I go, I want to follow the footsteps of Brother Noy. He spoke very slowly. Every time the believers went to Manila, I told him, go to the church of Brother Noy. So when I was there, I told him, Renone, I came here to be with church. Because when I am in Mindanao in the south, so I can preach, I want to get something from you. Okay, but I think it was wrong. No, yeah, the Bible said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Right? So I was mistaken at that time. Because I sometimes only look for men. This is good. It's good. But when God rebuked us, so our eyes were open and so we humbled and said to the Lord, okay, God, work again with us. That is the ups and downs of the people or the believers or the ministers. So I thank the Lord that when he said to Abraham, I am your protector. Why? because the two spirits are very close together. The spirit of deception and the spirit of truth. The tares and the wheat are not with us today. Then some, because we are in this Matthew 25, the foolish virgin and the wise virgin. Okay, now these are virgins. But the Bible said they're foolish and wise virgin. So we must have go into the higher perception that God give us more wisdom, establish us more in the Word of God, establish us more in the revelation. Sometimes our eyes can be deceived. Right? Sometimes we are deceived by ourselves, Miss. Ourselves, we are deceived by ourselves. This is what happened to Lucifer. Huh? Lucifer, nobody deceived Lucifer, but he was deceived by his own self. So, as I told my church, you can find what are the works of the flesh in Genesis chapter 13. Just remember, God said to Paul, yes, greater is he that is in you. Amen? Out of Peter, yeah? Greater is he that is in you. So we must not be afraid. Because God is on our side. And God had promised this. That's why I will read again Genesis chapter 13. If we can see here the two spirits, we can see here the character Abram and Lot. Okay. Then, this verse 5, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Verse 6, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between herdmen of Abram's cattle and herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelled then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife. So strife in these two, Abram and the servants of Abram and the servant of Lot. As we know that God had given this promise to Abram, not for Lot.
Lot.
Okay. I have to study here in English. Lot. So, the promise is, Lot is excluded in this promise. But because you want to, I want to go with you, huh? No, God, no. Just stay with your parents here or your relatives. Then the problem is, no. I know with Lot, then Abraham will be blessed and he will die. Nobody hears of those things that he had. So he's the one who could be the heir. Huh? So, God permitted everything. So when there became a strife between the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham, then Abraham said, let there be no strife with us and all our servants. So if you go this right way, then I go this left way. Okay? Now, the nature of Lot is there. Huh? The nature of Lot is there. Lifted up his eyes, the verse 10, Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan that is what well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Soar. So Lot say the beautiful things. In Jordan, watered, and then there's a big city there. Ah. So Lot choose the place where there is city Sodom and Gomorrah. But also, Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of plain, pitched his tent towards Sodom. So this separate. I had read this also in Brother Abraham's message, a total separation of unbelief. But this time, look for a better. Look for a good place to dwell in. Now he thought that it's a good place, yeah? No. And Abraham just dwelled where God had put him to that place. not so the place where Abram dwells is not a good place. But look, there was the, oh my, it's a good place. There's water, there's city. Easily for him to go to the city. So then, this is the two traits, or this is the two natures. Sometimes it could be two natures in us. Sometimes we want to go to the city and see, I want to live in the city to see, I can see everything. But I don't want to see in the village because I cannot see anything. Only grass, only small things. Huh? But we must be happy when God has placed us to that place. There is something for us from God.
Amen. Amen.
There is something for us from God. That's why when I went to Cambodia, there is something for me to the believers in Cambodia. So I testified today, but I told them they must grow in the knowledge and the revelation of God. Not only Jesus loves me, then give best. Just like I remember when God told Jeremiah, I think Jeremiah 16, if I'm not mistaken, I will just read this, read this one. Huh? Yes, I will send many fishers, say the Lord, Jeremiah 16:16, and we shall fish them, and after will I send many hunters, that they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rock. In verse 15, but the Lord liveth, that brought up children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them, I will bring them again into their land that I gave them to their fathers, and I will send fishers. At this time, this was fulfilled before the First World War or after the First World War. In this Zionist movement, they had many money and then they gave it to the Jews. Are you Jews? Yeah. Go back to Palestine and you buy the land and stay there and have a business in there. That's what also happened to some, even in our country. Huh? They want to become Christian. But they want to become Christian if the pastoral house had food for them also. Huh? Even in the days of Jesus, many people go with Jesus. Okay, 5,000, 4,000. But when Jesus said, I am the bread, he who eateth me shall have life, he that drink my blood. Oh my, what happened to this man? Huh? So they follow Jesus not because of that spiritual food, but the literal food.
Yes.
So when I went to Cambodia, the people there just, they are all, almost of them are Buddhists. The mother and the father are Buddhists. And because of that program of the Christian, Korean church there, they just go and give little gifts to the children that they can gather. Okay, so the Buddhist mother, okay, just go there, join. Because after you join with him, he can bring something for them. Huh? And that's why when I visit there, only eight people, eight adults, but some are just children. Did he send already? Yeah. Again, we go to another church, the same thing. Another church, the same thing. Well, this is just giving fish to the people. Fish to the people. But I told him, if you are already Christian in 1998, yeah, I told one, are you Christian in 1998? So you must grow. Do not stay as babe. Huh? Do not stay as babe. You must grow. Because if you stay as babe, for 20 years in the Lord babe, you don't even know how God, that the Lord Jesus will come. You don't even know the mysteries. So you have to grow. Not just after the had this little service and they give some food stuff to the children and they go the next Sunday again. So no, that is not the way we are looking for. We are called to this message just like Abraham. Not just looking for the things in Sodom, there were many waters in Sodom there. Look. Choose this place, huh? Things that can have his eyes fresh. Things that this things of this world can give them first. The things of God are more sweeter than the things of this world. Yeah. Because the tabernacle of God, even the tabernacle of God, there's gold. The things that in the tabernacle of God, there's gold, there's silver, and there is, there's silver, there is gold, and there is silver, gold, and scarlet, I think, is it? Well, let us try. Exodus. There is gold, there is silver and brass. There's blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair. That's the in the tabernacle of that is in the tabernacle God has given to Moses to build. So if you are seeing this tabernacle, there's gold. But gold speaks of purity. Sometimes gold speaks of clean or holy. Yes, it is a divine, it is one of the divine manifestations of God, the deity of God. That's why when we talk about gold, our life must be like gold. Amen. Not putting gold in our everywhere of us. No. Our life must be like gold, pure, holy, and pure, holy, and full of glorious manifestations of God.
Yes.
That is why God is included in the tabernacle of God. So we are the tabernacles of God. And Rebecca, when Rebecca was presented by Eliezer, the gold from Isaac, okay? Oh, when Rebecca saw the gold, why? He is rich? No. He is humble. This man is pure. This man is very good. Huh? But some people will say, oh, he is rich, I will marry him. No. Rebecca saw the gold that was given to Israel. Oh my, this came from my master. Oh my master. This gold came from my master, I will give it to you. Then Rebecca had revelation that the master is pure, sincere. That's the life of gold. He's not an unclean man. He's pure gold. That's the life. Sometimes we give gift to our wife, to our loved ones. This reflects of our sincerity that we give. So the same thing in the promise of God. When God gave a promise, the best thing promise that He can give it to you. The best thing. Not the lowest thing. Because in preparing for the what we call giving offering to God, offer the best 1 year sheep. Is it sheep?
Good.
Sheep, yeah. 1 year.
Yeah.
Unblemished, no? There's no such thing as some fracture of the lump. No, it's unblemished. Very nice. That is what God wants. When we give our worship, when we give our thanksgiving unto Him, Lord, give it sincerely. I was reminded when there was a church that I visited before I preached. They give some love offering. Okay, some of the money was already torn. They give the torn money. That the clean one is for safe. God is already almost nothing. God, just give this. No, give the best to Jesus. Because God give us the best thing. But when Lot and Abraham saw these things, Lot saw Jordan, very nice place, near city of Gomorrah. On the right side, oh my, there's nothing good. So they separate. But when they separate, Abraham was fully blessed by God, and then Lot went to Sodom. There's something, his life was so merciful. So this is the thing that we can see it, that the manifestations of the old man also in our life. Right. Now that's in Genesis chapter 13. Now we go to Exodus chapter 13. You can say there also, remember the days when you are in bondage, right? And I said, go back to slavery. Go back to another, just remember. When you remember those things, Exodus 13, that Moses said to, verse 3, Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from slavery, which he came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of God, of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. Yeah, I remember in Psalm, he said, I will read to you again the book of Psalm, because sometimes we forgot what God had done for us. Huh? We must remember that God had given us something that we can be out of the bondage, right? Praise you, the Lord. Bless you. I don't know. Where is it? Psalm 103, I think. Yes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Yeah. Then, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healed all thy disease? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth renewed like an eagle's? Right? So do not forget. Forget not all His benefits. So when God said to here in Exodus chapter 13, remember how God have done to you so that you can be out from the bondage. Yes. Yes, huh? It takes two powers, huh? The God of Moses and the God of Pharaoh. There was a great showdown between these two gods. So the God of Moses overcome the ghetto, Pharaoh. So at this time they have liberty. Not because of their strength, no. That because the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, and the gods of Egypt, they are fighting together. Who will win the war? So when they saw that the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, win the war, or win the battle, so they were given liberty. So God said, remember those things. Why? Because He loves everyone. Because of the covenant that God had given to their father Abraham. Right? So do not say, when He said, remember those days. Sometimes when we remember the days when we are, before we become born again. Huh? Oh my, when you go to this place, wow, that is the place where I do this, huh? This is the place where I am so proud of this thing. But now, okay, God called me out. Amen? God called me out. Yes, because there is something more planned for God and purpose of God in my life to become a true Christian or to a true believer of the message. Yes? Maybe when I was in the denomination, if I keep on here listening to my brother, maybe I am already in America. Because we all love to go to Bible school, then maybe my brother who is petitioned by the Church of Assemblies of God in America, then he went to America together with the family. So if I only follow him, I might be not in the message. Maybe I'm also mixed, huh? I may be rich outside, but I am poor inside. So they said, remember the days. Remember this day in which he came out from Egypt. Not go back, no. Just remember how God, how His strong hand pull you out from those bondage, the spirit of bondage.
Yes.
So when God gave us liberty, like this in Galatia. When I read it in Galatia, in Cambodian, it is called Galatia. So, Yes. Okay. Oh foolish, chapter 3. Oh foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Oh, are ye without understanding, having begun in the Spirit, and are now made perfect by the flesh? So these are the things Paul was giving instruction to the believers in Galatia. Now you have already started in living in the spirit of liberty. Why go back to the bondage of law? Just so Exodus, the word Exodus is the word Exodus came out. You have to exit from this bondage of from the Satan's snare. So it takes not you but God. Amen. The strong hand of God take you out, not by yourself. No, we cannot do it by ourselves. If it God. So that is why he said, do not forget what God had given to you, this liberty. Amen.
Amen.
You must always praise and you must always thank the Lord for the liberty that he had given us. Now go to Leviticus 13. Yes, verse 3. The priest shall took on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. Huh? So, in Leviticus 13, there's still things that you can see. Sin. Now, why leprosy came? Now, we can go to the life of Miriam. Life of Miriam, I think in Numbers, the life of Miriam and Aaron and Moses. So when Miriam say things against Moses, God, the wife is that. So God told to Moses, okay. You three come together. Then the presence of the Lord came unto them. Then after the presence of the Lord came up, they are praying to God. Then after praying to God, they found out Miriam had already that leprosy. Why? Because she took against the servants of God. Right? So we have to respect those people also that bring this word to us. Amen? When we respect these people, not necessarily mean that we must like the what in Siberia I have found in the internet. In Siberia today, there's a place in Siberia.
Siberia.
There's a place there that looked like Jesus. Huh? The people went there. He was interviewed. The people were interviewed. Why that you come to this place? Oh, when I come to this place, everything is very fine. All that my minds were troubled when I come to this place, everything is fine. Huh? When I see the face of my master, oh, the face of their master is look like Jesus in Hoffman painting. Huh? It look like Hoffman painting. Huh? So I told him, oh, this is very nice than Davao. Huh? Davao is appointed son of God, but this is more nice to look at. Look like Jesus. Huh? Look like Jesus. In our country also there is a quote in there. That Jesus, they call it Master. The same in Siberia, they call it Master. So every house, they have this face of their Master. When I saw it, oh, look like also Jesus and Hoffman artist. Then I think they were celebrating Fest of the Fruits, I think that was. Then seldom this Master just came and blessed the people. And after that, go back again to his house. Very nice. He cannot be touched, he cannot be... Really, cannot mingle with the people. Huh? He looks like he is higher than these people. Now, not like Jesus. When Jesus was on way to a certain place, the people are surrounding him. And Ibn Jazir said, oh, somebody touched me. Yes, yes, Lord, somebody touched you. Yes, there is somebody that touched me. Yes, because there are many people around at your back. No, because there is virtue that came out from me. There is power that came out from me. Then Jesus turned around and she saw the lady was healed by his sickness. So your faith had been, your faith had healed you. But these people, wow, this master cannot easily be mingled with the people. But every house is there. There is picture that our master is watching us. Where? Look at the picture. He is watching us. Look like very alive picture. We have that in our place. We have that in our place. They quote, they are following the master, the people. Now, touch not my anointed one. Okay? This happened why Maryam got leprosy. Yes, leprosy. Maybe there is envy or pride that you can find in Miriam's life. Huh? When she saw the wife of, or when she saw the wife of Moses, this wife is not good. She's an Ethiopian or no, but because it is the wife of the, it is the wife of the prophet, then you shall give respect to the wife. But this Miriam say something. Or backbite, you say something against the wife of the of Moses, then you can find it Leviticus 13, sin of leprosy. Huh? But anyway, there is a cure in it. Huh? She was just outside 7 days in the camp, then after 7 days, the priest would visit her again and see if the leprosy is gone already. Yes, huh? So when you are out of the camp, what are we doing? We must repent. We must repent. We just acknowledge that we commit sin. Then we just repent and do the same thing. Right? Now, number 13. Okay, number 13. This is at Kadesh Barnea. So very simple. In Kadesh Barnea, two groups of people was there. 10 spies and 2 spies. Huh? Then the ten did not see the land as promised by God to Moses, that the land is milk and honey. But when they go to that land, already these are big kingdoms, these are big people, and these are, the land is not fertile. Why they saw this? Because of their unbelief. These are the things that would distract their mind. But those two who had believed the promise of God, when they came back, they bring the evidence of what they saw in the land. Right? So doubt is there. Sometimes we doubt the promise of God. Sometimes we doubt the word of God. Huh? Okay. Is this church that I follow is correct? Sometimes, is this the true church that I follow? Why it does not increase in many? Because some said, oh my, our church started 2 years ago, in 1 month we have 10, in two months we have 40, in 1 year we have 300. Now we are increasing, we are increasing. How about you? Okay. Sometimes we doubt with the promise of God. And the word of God said, every promise in this book is mine. Amen? So you go back to the word of God. Go to the word of God. And you can find the answer in Matthew 7. Straight is the gate. Many are following. Okay. Then they go to destruction. But narrow is the gate. According to 7:13. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Oh, that's 13. Revelation on Matthew 7, 13. But in 14, straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Right? So God is not looking for how many people, how many people they are supposed, how many people but you can help. Because when I was there, I think 17 people. What? I cannot believe. Why? How can he have this big ministry? So that is not his ministry. That is God's ministry. That is God's work. Yes, God is not looking for thousands of people, thousands of money, and I can go into the ministry. No, that is not the way God is. Only God is only 2-3 gathered in my name. I shall be there. Amen. So one time when I went to the village, When I reached the village, hello sister, today is Sunday. Where are the people? Yeah, brother. The people went there. So what happened? You are alone? Yes. Okay, we will still do the service of God. Then we sing. I lead the song. You know? I led the song, okay, let us sing, sister. Okay, we are only two. Then after that, I preach 45 minutes. Then, God bless. So I go, she went home. Are you happy, sister? Then, yes, I read the word. Oh, that's okay. I had done the work of God.
Amen. Right.
Yes. I'm not looking for 30 people, 20 people. I'm looking for one, two or three. So, two, and I am the one, okay. We can start the service. You can sing and I can sing. Okay, we can start the service. Yes, God is not looking for many. God is looking for a few.
Right.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen.
Right.
Yes, so that is why in this chapter of Leviticus, what's that? Where we are? Leviticus, chapter 13. Okay. After a believer is found of sickness of leprosy, then if he will, or she or he will just repent and give back to God, okay, he can recover. Huh? That is what we call the ups and downs of every believer. Not only every believer, also the ministers. Yes, also the ministers can have up and downs. I cannot guarantee. I have been told my church, if I am finished with you, then you can go out to other church. Look for the best teacher. If I cannot fulfill happy with your soul, then look for another preacher. But I thank the Lord, nobody left. When I was in Assemblies of God, when the pastor of Assemblies of God left the fellowship, so my father was left in the house. Okay, so that's it. We are 12, huh? We are 12. Mama and then the fathers, we are 14 old. So I told we told my father, okay, don't worry, ma. 2-3 that gather in his name, he is here. So we are 12. Mama, we are 14. We can still start the ministry. We can still start the ministry, even in our family. Amen. So we started the ministry because you're not happy when my father rebuked him about this spirit of denomination. Okay, so they left the church. So yeah, we still stay with the Word of God. Then later on, God bless and we grow. Amen. We grow in faith. Now, to recover from the sin of leprosy. Yes, the only thing is we have to humble ourselves. Then we have to repent. Amen. Then seek the ways of God. Forsake their wickedness. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people shall humble themselves and forsake their wickedness, seek my face, I will heal your land. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, that is the promise of God. You might say, oh, why the people are living is God among us. The people are living is God among us. No, don't worry. Because God said, 2-3 that gather in his name, then God is there. So in Numbers 13, as we go along and see this 10 spies, only 2 had revelation, right? So if you are, some people would say, okay, who will go with us? I may go to this group. It's 10 people, huh? 10 people's group. I will go to them. Maybe they have many more revelation. They are telling the truth because there are 10 of them. So it's only two. Wow. Maybe the promise they did not. These two are just lying. But the 10 people saw what is inside the plan. So we must believe them. So they all gather. Huh? They want to stone Moses. You don't, sometimes the people today do not believe in two people only. They want the mass. Called the voices of the mass is the voice of God. Is it? No. I told him, no, it's not true. It's not true. The voice of the mass is the voice of God. No! Because when the people said, crucify Jesus, then they crucify Jesus. Is it the voice of God? And to them, it's okay. So, we go to Numbers, Deuteronomy 15. Yep. The test of the false and the true prophets. Okay? So this verse alone we can see it that there is true and false prophet. Certain men or certain tests of the true and false prophet. A dreamer dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he speak unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve him. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of the prophet, of that prophet, or that dreamer, or dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. That's Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandment, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, verse 5, and that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death. So in this chapter alone, we can recognize that there is the works of the devil in it. The God of this evil age is working to this a false prophet and true prophet. Eh? Okay. Now let us go to Joshua. After 13. Now, in Joshua, nevertheless, the children of 13, verse 13. Okay. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Jerurites and the Maacathites dwell among with the Israelites until this day. So this verse alone could remind us that when God had promised a land unto them, okay. Then God said to Joshua, do not let those Canaanites be with you. That's why they had to destroy the people around them. But they did not. They went on compromising. So you cannot dwell with those believers and unbelievers in one place. Message believer and not message believer in one place. It might be according to Judges chapter 1, it might be an snare unto you. Yes. It might be thorns unto thee. Yeah, we can see it. We can see it in Judges chapter 1. Yeah. To have compromising with these people. We can see it in Judges chapter 1. Okay. Judges chapter 2, yeah. Yes. Judges chapter 2. It says here, chapter 2, verse 2, ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars. Ye shall have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore I also say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be snare unto you. Right? So if we read chapter 1, verse 21, 29, 20, 30, 31, 33, and then 27, The children of Benjamites did not drove out the Jebusites. The children of Manasseh did not drove out the inhabitants of the Bethzan. The children of Ephraim drive neither the children of Ephraim drive out the Canaanites. The children of Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kethron. Neither did Asher drive the inhabitants of Aiko. 33. Neither the Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Bethshemesh. So these things that the children of Israel and the nation joined together, God said, they are snares unto you.
Yes.
And they are also thorns into your life. Yeah? So because you did not separate from these people, so I will not also also separate them unto you. Okay? You want to live like that? That's why 13 and 13 of Joshua, it should be that there must no compromising with other people. Amen? The believers, Joshua. Okay, then Judges chapter 13. The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered him into the hand of the Philistine 40 years. And there was a certain man of Sora, the family of the knights, whose name is Manoah, right? The word Manoah is rest. Okay, and his wife was barren and barren. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said, unto behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Okay? So, and now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean things, for lo, thou that shalt conceive, bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for this child shall be a Nazarene unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistine. Right? 13 verse 1. When the Israelites delivered him to the Philistine for 40 years. They were slaves for 40 years when then he cried out, God, give us rest! Oh, these burdens of this Philistine are in us 40 years. But there was a man of Manoah. The word Manoah is rest. So God sent an angel to Manoah that the wife will have a baby. Then they have a son, then they call it a Nasar. It is Samson. This is the life of Samson. To let them have this. In the book of Ruth, you cannot find 13 chapters. When I said 1:13, Ruth chapter 1:13, would ye tarry for all them till they were grown? Would ye stay with them from having husband? Nay, my daughters, grieve, for it grieved me much for your sakes that hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voices and weep again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Right? At this time, Naomi had two sons to marry with these two Moabite girls. Yeah. It did not prosper. Huh? So when the two sons died, so the mother-in-law said, no, go back to your own nation. So Oprah went back. But Ruth, no. Ruth even said, whenever you die, I will die. Your people is my people. Right? Because Ruth had revelation that the father, that the husband, or Elimelech, is the wife of Naomi. Elimelech is God. The word Elimelech is God is my king. So if God is my king, where shall I go? I have to go to this God. Elimelech's father. Elimelech's name is God is my king. So he is the wife. The wife of Elimelech is Naomi. Yes. So Orpah cannot anymore bear. Huh? Because Naaman said, should I have to bear a child that will grow and stay for me, then you get married for that? No, just go. So Orpah leave the mother-in-law. Ruth was even given instruction. You go with Orpah. But Ruth stay with the mother-in-law. Amen. That even that. For Samuel chapter 13, Samuel and Saul, thou hast done foolishly. 13:13. Samuel, 1 Samuel 13:13. Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord had established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Yes, Saul is doing God's service without his will. And it is not his right position to do the service of God, because he is king. He was waiting for Samuel to come, because before they go to war, they must ask the Lord God if God would permit them to go or win or not. But when Saul was already afraid, the people were already afraid, they ran to and through. Saul get into the pressure. Then Saul have offered to God something and inquired unto God. Then Samuel came and rebuked him. And he said, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord, which is the commandment which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yes? Because of this man that doing God's service without his will.
Yes.
Huh? Sometimes I can see a missionary came to our country, he's very rich. He wants to share, he wants to preach. I found out, no, he is not worthy to preach. Even the house is not worthy to live in. But because he had money, he is in my country, he is in our country. He had money, he had everything. So every time he go to the church, then he will preach. So I thought, why are you permitting him to preach? Is he a pastor? Is he a minister? No, because he shared the word of God. Again, if he can share the word of God, it is different to preach the word of God. Look at the life, look at the business of this man he had in our place. Not because he give money, because he know how to read the Bible. No, this is not. This is not. So I told him, I think this is not. Because he's rich, then I am poor. I give the pulpit unto him. He can read, he can make a sermon, just quote the message of Brother Branham. But you go to his life. Is different from what he preached. But because money. Because he is a king, he can do because he is king. No, we have a limitation of everyone. We have if our gift is only for to the help, then we have to help. If we are given to preach, then we preach.
Amen.
So he's only a king, not the priest. He do the office of Samuel. So God said, Samuel said, your kingdom will not continue. This kingdom will be given to other. Yeah. So that's why that's the work of second of the 13 again. Now, say second Samuel, we can see there, and Ammon had a friend whose name was Junadab, the son of Zeruiah brothers, and Junadab was a very subtle man. Yeah, please, Absalom, this is what happened to Absalom's sister. His name is Tamar, then Tamar and Ammon, and this also man here, who is. Yeah. Now, Absalom, and it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Ammon, the son of David, loved her. Right? Then Ammon was so vexed that she fell sick for her sister, for his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin, and Ammon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. And Ammon had a friend. And Ammon had a friend whose name was Jonadab. Okay? And when you go to verse 13, and I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Yes. This is what happened to Ammon. She fornicated his own sister. No, this is a fornication that happened to 13 old Samuel. So we know that this is not of God. It is of the devil. Huh? This is one of the things that you can see to the people who are not born again. Now go to First King 13:13. He said, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel speak unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into this house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So, what happened to this First King 13, chapter 13, there's a young prophet who went to Jeroboam and tell him that the rebuked Jeroboam of his acts in giving sacrifices unto God. Then when he bid, the young prophet said unto him, and it came to pass when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God which had cried against the altar of Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he had put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it again to him, and the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. So when Jeroboam was rebuked by this young prophet, and after he was rebuked, then he said, he cried unto the Lord. So after he cried unto the Lord, then God had given him, he was healed in his paralytic. He was paralyzed. So when he was given the sign, then God had given his word. He rebuked King Jeroboam. So Jeroboam invited him to his house. Go with me and eat with me and drink and stay with me for one day. But the young prophet said, I will not. And he sent, where was it? Adam Thomas ran, and the king answered, okay, said, entreat now the praise of the Lord, I pray. Then the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became 7. And the king said unto the man of God, 13:7, come home with me and refresh thyself, I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou will give me help thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink waters in this place. For so I was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou hast comest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now in this thing that happened to this young man of God, many people have witnessed this. There's also a man of God, the old man, the man of God. So when the old man came, what happened to the king? Yeah, they said, the king had made a offering. Then God rebuked him. But when he repented, God helped him. God helped. And then the prophet said, and the king said, come to my house, eat and drink, and refresh. But the prophet said, no. God said, I will not go back. I will not eat. I will not eat bread. Oh man, this old man, okay, I will, where did he go? So the old prophet, the old man followed this young prophet. Then he said, "Oh, God said, you are a prophet. I am also a prophet. God said to me that come back, go to my house and fresh and eat something for me, because I am the man of God. God said it to me." So these two prophets are, some is lying and some is not lying. Yes, that happened in 13 of 1 Kings. So when the young prophet obeyed the old man, who is also a prophet, but he lied. He lied. After he ate and drank, when he go back, there were two, the lions had eaten him and broke him and he died. Yes? So be careful also. You must be very careful. Today, many say, "Oh, the God told me. God told me that I can hear and I will preach." No. So, Second King 13, the prophecy about, okay. So, Second King chapter 13. Hallelujah. 13 and verse 2, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and made Israel to sin. He departed not thereof. Verse 14, 13, 14 to 19. Now, Jehoash, and Elisha was fallen sick, and his sickness whereof he died, and Jehoash king of Israel came down unto him, and wept over his face, and said, "O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." Elisha said unto him, "Take bow and arrows," and he took unto him bow and arrows, and he said to the king of Israel, "Put thine hand upon the bow," and he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand, and he said, "Open the windows." His word, and he opened it, and Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shoot, and he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, in the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite Syrian in Afik, till thou have consumed them." Okay. And he said, "Take the arrow." And he took them, and he said unto the king, "Smite upon the ground," and he smote thrice, and stayed. And the man of God was angry with him, and he said, "Thou hast shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times, then hast thou smitten Syria, till thou hast consumed it. Wherefore, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but 3 times. Treason. Okay, he continued, the king continued to smite the arrow until it broken. Maybe the grace of God is there. He will win the war. But because maybe 1, 2, 3, then he stopped. He thought that that's a good news for him. No, the prophet said, "You will win the war in 3 times, but on the 4th, you will not win the war." Yes? So, what must we do this to us? That the Christian must continue until all the enemies been out. Yeah? Yes, this is the good thing in this verse is we must be perseverant. We must continue until we can succeed, until we can overcome all the works of the devil. Amen? So, 1 Chronicles 13, okay, this is where the last one. David consulted, 1 Chronicles 13, 1. David consulted his captains of thousands and hundreds, and hundreds, and with every leader. Verse 3, he said, "Let us bring back again the ark of our God for us, for we inquired not in the days of Saul." Right? So after this, when he gave orders, David gathered all Israel together, and he promised Shehor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hema, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel Then, verse 7, they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart, and David and all the, he played before the Lord, before the God, with all their might, and with singing, with harps, and praise, psalteries, and cymbals, with cymbals, and with trumpets. So, here you can see, you can find the message is David is doing God's service without the will of God. Then after when they came into the threshing floor of Sidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for that oxen stumbled. Then Uzzah died. Then David was displeased because the Lord had made breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? How shall?" So he put the ark of God in the house again of Obed-Edom. Then the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. So David was confused already. He's doing God's service. So in the chapter 14, you can see here David, two Syrian army came to him. Another the Philistine came to him. Now David asked now the Lord, "Lord God, what must I do?" He went again, he knelt and Lord God, what must I do with this Philistine? Then he consulted first God. In chapter 13, he did not consult God. He even did not consult the Levites or the priest. He makes his own decision. Now in chapter 14, there's two battles here, Philistine. Then he consult God. He knelt and asked God. Then God had told him, "Okay, you can win the war." Then in chapter 15, David said, let us bring the ark back to Jerusalem. At this time, no more leaders of the captain, leaders of hundreds and fifties, let the Levites and the priests do their work. Amen? So God has a place. Amen. So the sanctuary of God or the people of God must be watchful in doing God's service. Sometimes you do the God, maybe this is the plan of God. This is the. So we might fail. So if we fail, then we just humble ourselves and ask God more leave. That's why when David had committed mistake, then he failed, he repented, and he asked God again the leading of God. Then on 15, he said, "Bring the ark again to Israel. But now, not me anymore. Let the priest and the Levites." Amen? So we have good things that we can found in 1 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 13. Yeah, this war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And we know Jeroboam is not in the lineage of David, right? The kingdom must be established forever to the seeds of David, right? But this time, Jeroboam and Rehoboam, okay? These two, Jeroboam is not in the lineage of David, only Rehoboam. But when Solomon did not obey the word of God, this is also the price of Solomon, because God said to Solomon, "Because you did not hearken unto the word, to the words of the prophet, even your father had given you instruction, you did not obey. Now this kingdom must be divided."
Yes.
Huh? So when the prophet went to meet Mr. Jeroboam, then the prophet went to Jeroboam, and the ephod was turned into 12 pieces, and the 10 was given to Jeroboam. And he said, "Go. You will lead the 10 tribes." And it's called the kingdom of Jerusalem. Huh? It is still the Jerusalem. But Judah and Benjamin, Judah and Benjamin were the two tribes that belongs to Judah. Then Rehoboam was there. Then this time, Jeroboam want to attack the Judah, the people of Judah. So the people of Israel want to attack over Judah. So the prophet said, do not go to your own brother. But Jeroboam did not listen to this word. So Jeroboam bring 800,000 soldiers and Abiha 400,000 soldiers. But when Abiha went to the mountain and speak against Jeroboam, yes, you have many soldiers there. You have 800. But the Lord is not with you. For this kingdom should be established forever and ever to the sons and daughters to the sons of David. You are not a son of David. Rehoboam is a son of David, and we are also part of David. So the one thing that the next is, you build your own temple. You build your own temple. You build your own images that the people would worship. Then the true Levites and the priests were not anymore serving in your place. They ran to Judah. So this is now the penalty. This is your price. So when Jeroboam heard this thing, he divided his army. At the back is 400,000. At the back is the 400, and the front is 400,000. Then the 400,000 of Abiha's soldiers were still there in the middle. But when Abiha and all his people cried unto God, then Jeroboam was defeated on that battle. Amen.
Yes,
because he proved to himself, because he had many armies, he can easily win the war to these people of Judah. No. If God is not in their side, he cannot have. They will not win the war. But Abiah said, God is in our side. Amen?
Yes.
Even if we have only few, God is always in our side. So that is what happened in 2 Chronicles 10. Okay, now, God bless, because after this is Israel. Israel, you cannot find Israel 13. Now I only find Israel 13 here is Israel chapter 2, verse 13. The children of Adonikain, 666. That's only where I can find in Israel. Okay? The Nehemiah also, I cannot find 13. But there are things also that I can find 13 somewhere in other books of this Bible. So may God add more blessings to what we have read. If you can also read then in the New Testament, every 13 that I read, there is something for us to know. So may God bless.